Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Friday, November 6th, 2015. Here's a quick look what's coming up.
Tonight, the Bush-Clinton love triangle. Their supporters hate each other while the two families consider each other, well, family. Then, Blackout USA. Survival experts weigh in on what to do in the event of an EMP. And the Hollywood propaganda machine. That's next.
We're out front as a probe, basically, taking the main fire. And every day, Comedy Central, Fox Entertainment, new movies, different celebrities say talking points. Alex Jones is on cocaine. Alex Jones wears a tinfoil hat. Alex Jones is racist. Alex Jones hates black people. Alex Jones hates Jews. Blah, blah, blah. Alex Jones is a con artist. Alex Jones is insane.
It's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Most of you probably know right now that the global elite have a long history of rigging and fixing elections. Remember, it was Joseph Stalin who once said, "Those who vote decide nothing. Those who count the vote decide everything." And it's no secret that today's global elite are doing everything in their power to continue their game of political musical chairs that they hold every 4 years to be limited to vetted and trusted insiders. We're talking about people like Hillary Clinton, who may very well be the next president of the United States if the corporate power brokers get their way, and they usually do. And if not Hillary, well, you can bet it'll be someone on the Republican side of the one-party system who is equally corrupt. The trick is getting all you to believe that you actually have a choice. Now, it's always interesting to take a look at the candidates, especially the front runners, and see how both sides are funded by the very same groups who own 90% of the media. Almost everything you watch, everything you read or listen to on the radio is owned and controlled by only, well, a small handful of these powerful mega corporations. And we just learned, for example, that the TV news networks, CNN and MSNBC, they have lobbyists that are fundraising for Hillary Clinton's campaign. Well, no big surprise there. In fact, a lot of people have started referring to CNN as the Clinton news network, especially after their presidential debate, which turned out to be a total Hillary love fest, complete with Bernie Sanders coming to her rescue over the deleted email scandal.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too. Me too.
No, Bernie, you are wrong. Not all Americans are brain-dead liberal zombies. Most of us want justice. We demand justice, and we want the investigation to continue. I wonder if Bernie Sanders, I think he's trying to position himself as Hillary's vice president. Maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe that's why he's kissing her ass. Look, they don't want you to think about Benghazi. They want you to moveon.org and forget about it. Meanwhile, you can always catch Hillary Clinton on Saturday Night Live, where I guess they say she was pretty funny and somehow was magically able to look about 20 years younger than she really is. I mean, would they CGI her face or something? I think she looks a lot younger right there. And I don't know if you heard about this yet, but CBS has a popular TV series that is based on the real life of Hillary Clinton. It's called Madam Secretary, and this was during her time as Secretary of State. It stars Tia Leone as Hillary's lookalike, a much better looking Hillary Clinton. And this is a total propaganda series for Hillary. And they even had former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright on the show, playing herself in a guest appearance during one episode. And get this, they actually reenacted a Benghazi-like scenario where the Hillary Clinton character, Madam Secretary, reacted to the situation like a true leader and a national hero. Wow. And don't think for a second that this kind of propaganda doesn't have an effect on the American people, because believe me, it works. There are lots of people out there who have strong political opinions simply by watching movies and television. And when they cast their vote for Hillary, it's because they liked her on SNL, or they learned to trust her on CBS's Madam Secretary. I mean, it's true. That's how it works. And I tell you what, Hillary, she wants you to live in the land of make-believe. She says that Madam Secretary is her favorite show. I bet. She also says that the character who plays the Russian president on House of Cards, well, he is just like Vladimir Putin.
How many of you have seen the last season of House of Cards? I mean, he's a lot taller than Putin, but the actor playing him, based on my experience negotiating with and being with Putin, is right on the money. It's really quite remarkable.
That's what they want you to believe, that TV is reality. They want you in a zombie-like state staring at your TV screen. And why not? It's proven to be very effective. And this goes all the way back to the early days of Operation Mockingbird. By the early 1950s, the CIA already controlled over 25 newspapers and wire services. They had over 3,000 employees engaged in propaganda. And they had journalists working for the New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek, The Washington Post, and CBS Television.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
At CBS, we had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
We're really talking about intelligence at the highest levels of the U.S. government, setting the broad direction for the nation.
So we know that this has been going on for a long time, and we know that more recently, Obama recruited Sony Pictures and Disney to help control the narrative on ISIS. Obama even going as far as inviting Sony Entertainment CEO Michael Linton to the White House for dinner and cocktails. Here's the WikiLeaks documents, complete with a trail of emails. And the more you learn about this stuff, the more you understand just how easily it is to manipulate the population. That's why when most people go see a movie like Zero Dark Thirty, they walk out of the theater thinking they just witnessed the gospel truth. Little do they know that the writer for Zero Dark Thirty has deep connections to the CIA, and he was recruited by the State Department. Now he's working for HBO and Snapchat to convince us that the U.S. government had nothing to do with the creation and development of ISIS. So it's the never-ending story of U.S. propaganda, psyops against the American people. And George W. Bush used to do it through the use of prepackaged video news releases. Remember that? VNRs. The Pentagon would produce their own news clips and then pass it on to the networks to be run on television as actual real news stories.
President, earlier this year you told us you had ordered your administration to cease and desist on payments to journalists to promote your agenda. You cited the need for ethical concerns and the need for a bright line between the press and the government. Your administration continues to make the use of video news releases, which are prepackaged news stories sent to television stations, fully aware that some or many of these stations will air them without any disclaimer that they are produced by the government. Comptroller General of the United States this week said that raises ethical questions. Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
There is a Justice Department opinion that says these pieces are within the law so long as they're based upon facts, not advocacy. And I expect our agencies to adhere to that ruling, to that Justice Department opinion. This has been a long-standing practice of the federal government.
Just looking at old George W. sure brings back memories, doesn't it? And I think it's funny how most Bush supporters, they can't stand Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton. And most people who support the Clintons, they hate the Bush family. But I'm going to let you in on a little secret. And this may come as a shock to some of you, so get ready. Here it comes. The Bushes love the Clintons. You heard me right. I mean, they are very close friends. They hang out together all the time, and they're family. If you don't believe me, just ask Barbara.
He thinks of George a little bit like the father he didn't have, and he's very loving to him, and I really appreciate that.
So there you go. But does Barbara love Bill Clinton?
I love Bill Clinton.
Okay, so she loves him. That's what she said. And remember, it was George W. Bush who said that Bill Clinton is his brother from another mother, and that makes Hillary Clinton his sister-in-law.
You've often referred to Bill Clinton, and you talked about his relationship with your father and how it developed, and your mother as well, and he's your brother from another mother. What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
So these guys are all in it together, and they are in it to win it. Your choice between a Republican and a Democrat is a total fraud. Either way, they win, and the globalists maintain control. That's why a third party is so dangerous to the power structure. They don't want you to have a choice.
Hey, Darren, don't forget about the Bush family connections to the Bin Ladens.
I hear you, and it's a lot for some people to digest right now, but I'll even take it a step further and talk about Prescott Bush, who is the father of Bush Sr. and the grandfather of George W. and Jeb. He helped finance Hitler's rise to power. He kept doing business with the Nazis even after the start of World War II, until his bank accounts were finally seized under the Trading with the Enemy Act. Former President George Bush Sr., who was also once head of the CIA, he used to vacation with the Bin Ladens. And they are all cozy with the Saudi royal family. And we know that the Saudi Arabian government played a huge role in the September 11th attacks. Google search the 28 pages. So these aren't just crooked politicians. These are crime families.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
That's right. And Bush Sr. and his boys are each individually responsible for the harboring of wanted international terrorist Luis Posada Caliles and Orlando Bosch, who were the two men responsible for the 1976 bombing of a Cuban passenger airliner that killed 73 innocent people.
He has spent the past 13 years in Venezuelan and American prisons. Bosch's relatives say he is in poor health and just wants to spend time with his family. The Justice Department has tried to deport Bosch as a terrorist, but 31 countries refuse to take him.
That was Orlando Bosch, and Luis Posada Caliles, he's on vacation right now in Florida, enjoying retirement in the good old USA.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
And that, my friends, is the definition of a true hypocrite. I tell you what, this is how I want to end this segment tonight, with a classic scene from The Godfather. Take a good look, because this says it all.
My father's no different than any other powerful man. Any man who's responsible for other people. Like a senator or a president.
You know how naive you sound.
Why?
Senators and presidents don't have men killed.
Oh. Who's being naive, Kay?
So are you being naive? Break the matrix, then break your silence and join the InfoWar. There's no doubt that our country is in serious trouble right now. And if you're wondering how on earth we ever got in this situation, well, I'll tell you how. When the Democrats showed their true colors, you got angry and you elected Republicans. And then when the Republicans showed their true colors, you got angry and elected Democrats. And when anyone suggested to you that both parties were corrupt and that neither side were looking out for your best interest, you acted like they were crazy. But the real definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's why it is vitally important that you wake up, America, and break the matrix. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind. Did you know that only 6 corporations control 90% of what millions of Americans see, hear, and read every single day? It's the illusion of choice. Think about it. The mainstream media is owned by only a handful of mega corporations with vested interests. But on the other hand, the internet is an interconnected network of billions of sources. So you can research information for yourself from multiple sources, or you can blindly accept what you hear or read in the mainstream media, never questioning what you are being told. This gives you a false sense of reality. I mean, do you actually know what you think you know? Or have you been programmed to accept someone else's version of events? Think about it. This is Darren McBreen, and I want you to break the matrix at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and listen to The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on your mind. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Vote for Jeb, or you're just f***ing stupid.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for. You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
I want my candy. I want my candy.
crazy again. Why my life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. Ben Carson just destroyed Barack Obama in a live news conference.
One other thing. I do not remember this level of scrutiny for one President Barack Obama when he was running. In fact, I remember just the opposite. I remember people just, oh, well, we won't really talk about that. We won't talk about that relationship. Well, Frank Marshall Davis, well, we don't want to talk about that. Bernadine Dorn, Bill Ayers, he didn't really know him. You know, all the things that Jeremiah Wright was saying, not a big problem. Goes to Occidental College, doesn't do all that well, and somehow ends up at Columbia University. Well, I don't know. His records are sealed. Why is his record sealed? Why are you guys not interested in why his records are sealed? Why are you not interested in that? Let me ask that. Can somebody tell me why?
Why,
please?
Do you think they are?
I'm asking you why it's sealed. But, don't change it. I'm asking you, will someone tell me, please, why you have not investigated that? I want to know.
Why are you raising it?
Why? Because I want to know. You should want to know, too. What? Wait a minute. Hold on 1 minute. 1 second here. Now, you're saying that something that happened with the words a scholarship was offered is a big deal, but President of the United States, his academic records being sealed is not. Tell me how there's equivalency there. It doesn't matter where it is. Tell me how. That is a silly argument. Tell me how there's equivalence there. Tell me how there is equivalence there. Tell me somebody, please. Because you see, what you're not going to find with me is somebody who's just going to sit back and let you be completely unfair without letting the American people know what's going on. And the American people are waking up to your game.
Now that's the Ben Carson that we've all been waiting for. Way to finally step up to the plate. And I don't imagine that the mainstream media plans on repeating this video, so it's up to you to pass this along and share it with your friends. Ben Carson destroys Barack Obama in a live press conference. That's how it's done.
Yeah.
Join InfoWars Tuesday, November 10th for live debate coverage. Since their last face-off, the GOP candidates have been picketed outside of sketch comedy shows, caught lying about their school records, and others have been banished to the kids' table. What stupid questions await the remaining contenders when they meet again?
Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here?
We have $19 trillion in debt. We have people out of work. We have ISIS and Al-Qaeda attacking us. And we're talking about fantasy football? Can we stop?
Can pundits put aside their disdain for the participants and focus on real issues? How many times can Ronald Reagan be name-dropped in 2 hours? Will someone wear a Hillary for Prison t-shirt? All will be revealed Tuesday, November 10th, starting at 7 p.m. Central, as InfoWars enters into another episode of Political Science Theater 3K.
You were in charge of it. You were the official in charge. Did you wipe the server?
What, like with a cloth or something?
I don't know. You know how it works digitally. Did you try to wipe the whole server?
I don't know how it works digitally at all.
Hillary Clinton's constant private email drama has taken on a new level of undeniable criminality. As the nation's chief diplomat, Hillary Clinton was responsible for ascertaining whether information in her possession was classified and acknowledged that negligent handling of that information could jeopardize national security, according to a copy of an agreement she signed upon taking the job. A day after assuming office as Secretary of State, Clinton signed a sensitive compartmented information non-disclosure agreement that laid out criminal penalties for any unauthorized disclosure of classified information. The Competitive Enterprises Institute obtained the contract through an open records request. The sensitive compartmented information non-disclosure agreement details how Hillary has been granted access to sensitive compartmented information, or SCI. Classified information. The agreement states that Hillary hereby acknowledges that the disclosure of SCI may constitute violations of United States criminal laws and that nothing in the agreement constitutes a waiver by the United States of the right to prosecute for any statutory violation. The agreement is also severable, meaning if one part is unenforceable, the remainder of the provisions in the agreement remain in full force and effect. Bottom line, U.S. intelligence officials determined at least 4 and up to 305 of the emails Hillary's aides printed out were from Hillary's personal server and were SCI at the time they were written. 2 of the emails discussed classified drone information deemed top secret by the CIA. Hillary's private server was never authorized to be used for SCI. Hillary claimed she didn't know the information was classified. The New York Post reported, such messages contain sensitive keywords, distinguishing them from unclassified information, even if the material didn't bear a classified heading as she claims. The secretary would have known better, the department officials say, because she was trained to understand the difference when she was read in on procedures to ID and handle classified information by diplomatic security officials in 2009. The agreement states, I understand that it is my responsibility to consult with appropriate management authorities in the department in order to ensure that I know whether information or material within my knowledge or control that I have reason to believe might be SCI. Busted. Oh sure, it's a constant distraction from the real issues and most Americans are just sick of hearing about it. But allowing Hillary to continue her vampiric rise to power would be comparable to electing Richard Nixon after he had been impeached.
People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
What difference at this point does it make?
Hillary is a danger to national security, whether she is charged or not. Clearly, the iron has never been hotter. If there is any pulse at all in D.C., then federal officials will do the job that is required according to this newly released Hillary damning non-disclosure agreement. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear, and the shock that Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled. And on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know. Waking folks, searching all around. Till our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turned them back and chased those redcoats back to Boston town. And the shout around the world was the start of the revolution. The Minutemen were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose.
It happened that they had planned, the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we gonna have us a revolution. And them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they's called.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? There's fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grabbed their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come a-prancing along, all dressed up in their red suits, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
They fired the gun. And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
It's fact. That's the way this country started.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Break down why you're so proud of these filters.
Well, I mean, this the Alexa Pure is really a culmination of all of my experience. It was posed to me as an extremely challenging project. They wanted a product that would actually operate without any electricity, so it had no pressure. You had to do it all by gravity, and they needed... They really effectively said, we need everything imaginable to be removed efficiently, way higher than 99%. And so the result was, it's an extreme challenge. Worked on it for quite a long time. And basically what we've done is we created the only filter, to my knowledge, that hits all three. It will remove effectively all the major metals, all the major nonmetals such as fluoride. It will take out all known microbiological threats, including viral, bacterial, and cyst. And it will take out organic chemicals of pretty much everything without exception. It's a very, very powerful device. I don't believe that there's anything else out there in the world that can do that, especially under gravity flow conditions. The fit and finish are fantastic. No compromise was made on the quality of the construction. So, I mean, it's really a remarkable achievement on their part, and I feel very proud, actually, to be part of the team that put that together.
What's your view overall on fluoride?
Well, okay, so we actually tested against both the fluoride ion and the fluorosilicate that you mentioned, which is the additive that people put into water under federal control. And basically, we removed both of them with equal efficiency. So we wanted to be sure that no matter how fluoride is added to the water, it can be intercepted and removed. So that's how we've dealt with that. All I can tell you is that we tested against all known fluoride chemicals that are added to water, the new ones and the old ones, and we remove them all of equal efficiency.
And is your belief that this is the best gravity-fed filter of the design out there available to the public?
Without a doubt. I mean, most of these gravity flow filters are at best simple particulate filters. They remove dirt and debris, sediment. They're not going to be capable of intercepting a viral particle to the degree we're talking quantitative reduction below detection. No one can touch that kind of capability.
Well, I'm impressed, and I want to thank you so much for your time today. It is the AlexaPure Pro family of water filtration systems available, discounted exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank Mr. Redhawk for allowing us to be part of the launch of this. It's on sale right now for their main unit, $177. Leading competitors that aren't even as good or more than that. And they've also got the survival spring type straw system for survival that is an absolute must-have.
War. Pandemic. Economic turmoil. Natural disaster. Terror attack. False flag or real. In our modern times, these are all very real reasons to prepare for times of crisis. This list, however, is excluding the worst-case scenario, which is also the most likely to occur. EMP, or an electromagnetic pulse. Whether such a disaster is caused by a terror attack or nature, the results will be unimaginable. No lights, no appliances, your cell phone will not work, and your car isn't going to start. Worst yet, the power will not be turned back on for at least an entire year. The spread of the damage will cover almost the entire Western continent. That's no lights, no heat, no refrigeration, and no plumbing. Society will ultimately break down. A 2008 study predicts that in the case of such an event, 90% of Americans will die after the first year. You heard me right, 90%. How can you and your family survive such a disaster? And what can you do to be one of the 10% that lives? In the next few moments, we will explore these questions. We asked survival experts Joel Skousen, Matthew Stein, and James Wesley Rawls to join us and briefly explain the most important things every American must know to stay alive during the most unthinkable of times. How will we know when we've been hit by an EMP attack? What will it look like?
Well, I think for most people, it'll simply be a matter of a blackout, and then they'll go to check their radios and find that nearly all of the radio stations are off of the air.
All media, all electronics, and power from the grid will go down. You won't have any electricity anywhere, and you'll turn on your television, you won't see anything. You won't hear anything on the radio. And that's so it will be very clear that this is a widespread electrical outage.
It'll all go down at once. And that will be far beyond line of sight from a nuclear blast.
Basically, you can kind of figure on people being fairly peaceable for a day or two. And then the looting will happen and everything will be gone from the shelves after the loosening gets started. Like within a day, it'll probably be pretty much wiped clean. But you can pretty much expect chaos to be running in the streets.
The immediate effects in the direct line of sight to a nuclear weapon are going to be profound. That's the area where you're going to have cars that won't start, for example, if they have electronic ignition systems.
It is sufficient to understand that with long power lines, lacing the country, these absorb this electromagnetic energy as if they're great big antennas, and they send huge power surges down the power lines, which ends up frying any equipment that is plugged into the electrical power system. And this surge occurs in 1 to 2 nanoseconds, which means lightning protection, those types of clamping shunt-type protectors will not work in an EMP. It's much faster than that, and the surge will get through. So special equipment is needed to protect against EMP.
Anything connected to the power grid, the internet itself will be gone. Most radio broadcasts will be out. And of course, then the whole cascade of events will take place because we're going to be without power and without automatic ordering systems, without a lot of controls over key infrastructure, which depend on the internet, the power grid, and the phone system.
You have to have your three Bs together, your beans, your bullets, your Band-Aids, meaning that you have to have food stored up. You have to have first aid. There's going to be no pharmacies you can go to. You can't call doctors. You have to have a good survival library put together. And then the protection to know that there's going to be there's a heavily armed populace in the United States. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who won't be prepared. And so you need to be prepared to defend yourselves, and you need to have strategic partners. By that, I mean that no one can be awake 24/7. You know, you're much stronger in numbers.
So do you think the U.S. government, do they need to do more to protect, the power grid and our infrastructure? Have they done enough?
No, they haven't done enough. They protected military infrastructure.
Of course.
But they really need high capacity, very strong surge protectors, the EMP, less than 1 nanosecond surge protectors on the entire grid, and they don't have that.
The investment required to upgrade the infrastructure of our power grids, for example, and the phone system would, yes, be in the range of in the billions of dollars to do. But compared to what we spend every year on welfare, it would be a drop in the bucket.
Oh, it's probably less than the banker bailouts.
Oh, far less.
Yeah.
Far less.
Scientific statistics says there's a 1 in 8 chance every decade for a super solar storm.
So we're long
overdue. The last kill shot solar storm we had was 1921. That's 95 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the one before that was only 60 years earlier, the Great Carrington event. So both of those happened before we had the grid's Achilles heel. We didn't have a big grid in those days. Now we have these giant transformers that are going to blow in a super solar storm, and they take 1 to 3 years to replace them.
It could be a destruction of our power grid that could literally throw us back into medieval-level technology.
When South Africa lost 14 transformers in 2003, I believe it was, it took them a full year to replace those 14. Now, we're not talking about 14. We're talking about 350 or more in the United States alone, a couple thousand in the world. That's 20 years of manufacturing capacity if the world's working well, and it won't be, to replace all those transformers. So you're talking a single storm in a day or two taking down the equivalent of what it would take 20 years working full time to replace. So we're talking a really serious situation where it'll be months before things are even limping along. And in that time, a lot of people will starve, and a whole bunch of nuclear power plants are going to melt down, and there's going to be chaos in the streets for a very long time.
It's important to also have a solar battery charger. Even if you can't afford a whole house system, you ought at least have a small 5 or 10 watt panel and a battery charging tray so that you can recharge all your crucial electronics. And that would be things like flashlights, your portable radios, your night vision equipment, and your push-to-talk radio gear for retreat security. You're going to have to be able to communicate with your neighbors. So you want to have some walkie-talkies.
The first line of defense is to put on what's called a whole house shunt protector. And there are a few companies that do put out this equipment. Transtector, for example, is a military contractor, which will sell to the public.
Go off-grid. If you have the wherewithal to set up your home for photovoltaic power, go ahead and do so. But make sure that it is not a grid-tied system. It needs to be a standalone system.
Well, I'd say the absolute most important thing is to be planning for the grid being down for a really long, long period of time. That you just know the government's not planning ahead. They're not going to watch out for you.
All of your spare electronics should be stored in galvanized steel trash cans with a tight-fitting lid. All you need to do is bundle them up in something to insulate them from the can itself. Just plastic wrap works fine. And seal the lid of that can. You do not need to ground the can to an earth ground. In fact, it's actually worse in the case of EMP to ground it because you're making an unintentional antenna by doing so.
Even a television with a long plug going to the wall can absorb enough EMP incidents, EMP radiation, to fry the television. Now, if you know the war is coming, you ought to unplug and make sure you unplug all of your critical equipment from the grid, coil up the plug so that it's in a tight circle and not laying out long, then it won't absorb that radiation.
Any of your spare electronics should be stored in those trash cans. And because anything that you currently have hooked up to the grid, if you don't have any warning about EMP, if it arrives without warning, basically everything you have connected to the grid is going to be destroyed.
So there you go, folks. This is the real deal. And it was Benjamin Franklin who said, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. Don't let it happen. Be prepared. Be ready."
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, "I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house."
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, "Legalize Freedom." Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years. Hey, if you don't know who David Cross is, chances are you will recognize him from his movie and television career as a very funny comedian and actor. Most of us have seen him in TV sitcoms like Arrested Development or Mr. Show. He's made appearances on Modern Family, plus movies like Scary Movie 2. I mean, who can ever forget this scene?
By giving you...
Hey, wait, whoa! Hey, I don't need your help, okay, lady? I can do it myself.
So now you know who I'm talking about. Very funny guy. Most of us here at InfoWars appreciate his work and we like his comedy. And that's why we were all very disappointed to learn that he created a character for his new film, which he wrote and directed. It's called Hits. And you can actually rent the movie online at hitsfilm.com. And in the movie, the main character goes off on a racist rampage during a town hall meeting because he's been brainwashed by Alex Jones.
That is quite enough.
And it's because you are taking mercy murders from Barack Obama, that socialist nigger in the White House. Yes, you are. You are being bullied by him.
So there you go. The character, in a sudden fit of anger, calls President Barack Obama a socialist N-word. Then he says that the federal government is run by the Jews. And next, he says that it's all true because he heard it on the Alex Jones show. This as he's being escorted out of the building by the police.
All the liberal Jew-run media and their enablers,
Dave,
they are authorizing the corporate elite in this country.
Dave, don't make
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's
please.
True.
Dave.
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know
Marge,
it's true.
Remove
you're the
fault,
Ms. Caserta. You will hear me.
Now, David Cross has obviously been out there promoting his film, and in every interview that I've been able to find on the internet, he says that his character, Dave, from the film, is easily influenced by Fox News and the Alex Jones Show. Here's a review from seriousfilm.blogspot.com where it says, Hits is about an anti-government crank. Boy, they sure love that word, anti-government, don't they? Who's played by Matt Walsh, who becomes a folk hero when his libertarian rants go viral, but who blows it when he lets loose with a racist tirade just as he's captured the spotlight. He goes on to say that his frustration leads him to open the door for the likes of Alex Jones and Sean Hannity to take over his brain. Also, in an interview with the Washington Post, David Cross says that the character is easily influenced. He watches Fox News and listens to Alex Jones. If you look on his desk, he has a book called The Rape of the Taxpayer. Ooh. And the Turner Diaries. It's all that libertarian right wing bordering on conspiracy theory stuff. That's what David Cross said in the interview with the Washington Post. That's right. And if you don't support President Barack Obama, that obviously makes you a racist, right? Yeah, I don't think so. Here's Alex Jones from the show yesterday as he called in from vacation to discuss this with David Knight.
It's so hurtful for me being a David Cross fan, watching him on Mr. Show and Portlandia and things over the years. And it is so painful, absolutely painful to see him, the director and the writer of this film that we're going to be talking about when we come back. They did this because I'm addressing the fact that the so-called liberal establishment are a bunch of warmongering, NSA-loving, power-grabbing insurance company criminals with Obamacare and the rest of it. You are a bunch of fashionable fops, a bunch of fake, trendy liberals who aren't liberals at all. You're a bunch of totalitarians promoting anti-speech laws and every other form of garbage. You want to run everybody's lives and bully everyone. You're having to resort to lying about people like me that are real liberals compared to propagandists like you.
Well, you can see there that obviously Alex Jones was a fan of David Cross as well. And it's a shame, you know, to see these guys, these liberals in Hollywood, to either distort the truth or have a totally disillusioned view of the liberty movement. I mean, just look at that clip we showed you of the town hall meeting from the movie, for example. Not very realistic, in my opinion, and I have never heard a libertarian use the N-word under any circumstances, much less in front of the city council. But, you know, it got me thinking of the times that I've seen Alex Jones in town hall meetings, and he never acted anything like the character in the film.
I challenge members of this distinguished body to be part of history, to not abstain, to get out on the field in your life, and you'll truly be alive. To not sell out to this corrupt system. You know, I spoke right before Ron Paul just a few weeks ago, right outside Austin. He talked about how his poll numbers just go up and up and up, and the support just gets greater and greater and greater as he resists all of this, and as he says no to this, and as he throws the lobbyist out of his office. The truth is, when the whole world's sold out, you guys are going to get more power out of not going with the system. This thing is in terminal velocity. This thing is falling down around itself. The corruption.
Now that's how it's done right there. And as long as we're talking about city council meetings, I want to show you another example that wasn't scripted by Hollywood. This is from a former Marine Corps colonel who was stationed in Fallujah and trained Iraqi soldiers. And he is warning us all that the Department of Homeland Security is building a domestic army.
What's happening here is we're building a domestic military because it's unlawful or unconstitutional to use American troops on American soil. So what we're doing is we're building a military. And so what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it, we're building a domestic army and we're shrinking the military because the government is afraid of its own citizens. We're building an army over here, and I can't believe that people aren't seeing it. Is everybody blind? That's all, and I'll take care of it.
So as you can see right there, these city council and town hall meetings are often very, very important. After all, it's because of meetings like these that we've been able to successfully remove dangerous water supplies from various towns and communities across the country. I mean, we've got a lot more work to do, but hell, it's a good start. And even if you don't succeed, at least it's on the public record. And it gets people to think about your cause. I mean, it educates people and challenges the council members to do the right thing. And it forces them to make a moral decision as well. And in the process, you can even find out which one of the council members are in bed with corporate interest. I remember back during the fluoride battle here in Austin, Texas, it wasn't the scientists or the medical professionals or the citizens against fluoridated water who acted like fools. No, it was the former mayor of Austin, Texas himself, who not only cited against removing the poisonous toxins from our water supply, but he graciously gave us his middle finger in the process. Classy guy. Once again, reminding us about the character of the onslaught against us. Now, speaking of character, David Cross says that the main character in his film, Hits, is actually a good and decent man, but who's been influenced by right-wing hate speech and the conservative media. Well, I'd like to think the same thing of David Cross. I mean, deep down, he's probably a decent guy. Sure, shit is funny. I mean, I'd have a beer with him. But unfortunately, he's the one who's been influenced by the left-wing liberal media, not to mention the most corrupt presidential administration in the history of our country. That's right, even more corrupt than Johnson or Nixon or Clinton or even Bush. And I was thinking that, you know, back when George W. was president, do you know that people back then, they used to actually accuse Alex Jones of being a crazy liberal? And now that Obama is in office, he's suddenly become this crazy right-wing extremist. Funny how that works. So enough already with the false left versus right paradigm. Both parties are corrupt to the core. They have been for some time, and, you know, they are controlled. They are bought and paid for by the global banking cartels and the military-industrial complex. So wake up, Mr. Cross. I'm not sure if you're really from Hollywood. I think you, my friend, you are stuck in the Matrix. All right, folks, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The InfoWars Nightly News will return next week, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Until then, I hope you all have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you back next week right here, InfoWars.com. See ya.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. and it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.